anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into today's show this Friday, August 23rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, the marker in there for the podcast. Just go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts, and listen on demand anytime you want. Captain Jeff up in Cedarville reporting in for duty today during the break. After World War II, in the late 1940s, especially 47, 48, 49, 50, I understand totally. I know this history so well. The city of Detroit was the fifth largest city in the United States of America. We were the manufacturing capital of the entire world. He says, think about that for a moment. During that very same time period, up until 1963, the state of Michigan, including the city of Detroit, was the ninth richest state in the country. The ninth richest. Per capita income, the modern conveniences that were coming about through the 50s and the 60s. City of Detroit in Michigan was happening. What happened in 1963? Well, they had a constitutional convention in the state of Michigan. It was time to update our state's constitution. It needed to be amended. Changes needed to be done, according to the governor and the legislators, state representatives, state senators. In 1963, they chose to go from a part-time legislature to a full-time legislature. Well, Trucker, what impact would that have on us? Historically, looking back at it, it was a complete paradigm shift in the way our state government operated here in the state of Michigan. If you get a current edition of the state constitution, on the very first page, you will see amended as of 1963. They kept the preamble. They kept basically all of the main components with just one major change. They went from part-time legislature to full-time. The governor at the time, Romney, George Romney, Mitt Romney's father, was a lazy SOB. He wanted to play golf at Oakland Hills Country Club in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. He did not want to deal with constituent services. As the executive, chief executive officer, the governor of the state of Michigan, he did not want to deal with the bureaucratic agencies and departments. He didn't want to deal with Liquor Control Commission. He didn't want to deal with the public school boards. He didn't want to deal with anything. Who did he want to provide us with our constituent services? Your state reps and your state senators. State reps and state senators at the time in 1963 were paid $3,000 a year to be a state rep or a state senator. It was a part-time job. Most of them were farmers. Some of them were school teachers. Most of them, a lot of them, were business owners. In northern Michigan, especially, we have winter. Some businesses shut down for the winter because there's not enough tourism to keep the businesses open during the winter. Plus, you don't have to plow the snow and maintain the parking lots. So you turn everything off, you drain the water lines, you put in the antifreeze, and you probably go to the Florida or Alabama or wherever for the winter, is what we've always done in this state. How much corn and hay can Cliff Tolini be doing in the winter months when his fields are buried in snow? Not much. He takes care of the animals, and that's about it. And he better have enough hay and corn stored to feed them. So what did they do? They went to Lansing. And per our Constitution, what did they do? What did they have to do? Constitutionally speaking, pass a budget for the upcoming year. Personally, I think the budgets should be two-year budgets instead of single-year budgets. So you don't have to waste the time doing it every single year. But they do. So they'd go down there usually after they're sworn in, January 2nd, January 8th, whatever the day is. And they'd be there roughly about 2 months. January, February, maybe March. They pass a budget. They pass a couple of bills. And then that was it, folks. They would go home. And Lansing became a ghost town for roughly about 9 months out of the year. After March 31st, they were gone. Come April Fool's Day, nobody there but the governor and the bureaucratic agencies. So you had a problem with your state government. You contact the governor's office, who's in charge and oversees and writes the checks to all the bureaucratic agencies, and they take care of your problems. Romney didn't want to do that. He wanted to play golf as soon as possible in late April out there at Oakland Hills Country Club. He lived on the golf course. He was a paid member. $25,000 a year to be a paid member of Oakland Hills Country Club. So they went to full time. And what did that do? That meant they were supposed to be here year round, and their salaries went up 400%. They went from $3,000 a year to $12,000 a year starting January of 1964. These are facts, folks. You can look them up. And what came with that increased pay? Constituent services. Now you got a problem with the Liquor Control Commission or the DNR or whatever bureaucratic agency at the time there was. You would contact your state rep and or your state senator or both of them and ask them to check into it for you. Back in the 1964, 65, through the 60s, 70s, 80s, and almost most of the 90s, there were no term limits in Michigan. Your state rep, your state senator could have been your state rep and state senator for 20, 30 years. No term limits, just like Washington, D.C. They weren't going anywhere. These bureaucratic agencies had to deal with these state reps and state senators pounding on their desk going, how come you haven't approved the transfer of the liquor license for Ian Murphy, who's moving from downtown Gaylord, south of town on Old 27, to the formerly known Iron Bell Iron Grill? Why haven't you transferred that license? Why have you not got this done for him yet? Get it done now or your butt is fired. What is what the governor used to be able to do and say. Now, state reps and state senators had to put pressure on them. Well, because there were no term limits, they were going to have to deal with these state reps, state senators for maybe 6, 8, 10, 20 years. Okay, Senator, I'll take care of it. I want it done by the end of the week, or I'll be down here sitting on your desk until you do it. Well, then came the 1990s. State Representative Jack Hogendyke, Shelton Fien, Sheen, Fulton Sheen, and others pushed and got it into our state government via a vote of the people, term limits. 3 terms for the House, 2 terms for the Senate. 6 years in the House, 8 years in the Senate. And then that even caused more problems. Remember the 1960s? As Captain Jeff said, city of Detroit, 5th largest, richest city in America. The state of Michigan, the 9th richest state. That included all of northern Michigan, the UP, all of us factored into those numbers. Well, after term limits, heading into 2010, the year, first year I ran for state senate against Howard Walker, we had gone from 9th richest state in the country to 41st. We were the 9th poorest state in America. That's how fast we declined. And at the same time, what happened to that city of Detroit? Coleman A. Young, mayor of the city of Detroit for, 20 years, ran it right into the ground. The 5th richest city in the entire country declined and was almost the worst city in America for per capita income, taking care of city services, providing for the people. That's how bad it was. Now, the city of Detroit, thank God, because of Dan Gilbert, Rocket Mortgage, making major investments in the city of Detroit, they're turning it around. It's coming back. But at what cost to the people? That's what you have to look at. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey. Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
keepers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one before our history lesson with Pastor Chatfield. Pastor Chatfield texted me earlier before the show as to what the topic is for today. Abraham Lincoln's Cooper Union Address, February 27th, 1860. That would be the February before the November election of 1860, which he was elected president, first Republican president of the United States. So curious to hear that again. He's delivered this lesson plan for us in the past, but he feels it's appropriate for today's discussion. One thing you have to understand, in Downstate Kim did do some research and found a TV made in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I clicked on their website. I went to it. Very expensive TVs made in the United States. Now, they do say that some of their components are manufactured outside of the United States, but it's all assembled in the United States, and they claim that the screens are made here as well. Look at the prices. They're not competitive with the other cheap TVs that are out there in our stores, which you can get on Amazon Prime, shipped to your house, Walmart, Myers, Best Buy. Wherever you go to do your shopping, those TVs are not competitive. But you can buy a TV, I guess, made in the USA. The point what I'm talking about is this. You have to compete in the marketplace. Kamala Harris doesn't understand that. She does not understand competition, free enterprise, supply and demand, and she doesn't understand that corporations don't pay taxes. She doesn't get it. Nobody has ever explained it to her. Well, I'm sorry, lady, but if you think you're qualified to be president of the United States, you should know these things. If Donald Trump and J.D. Vance stay on this issue alone, they will defeat her easily on November 5th. One of the listeners texted in, yeah, what about the average middle-class working man? this is what she's claiming she's all about, that she wants to do and protect. Well, guess what? Those corporate taxes get passed on to us. This is John and Julie down in Bay City. And this is her brilliant idea of helping the middle-class working man. Unbelievable. Yes, absolutely. The masses, the majority, the middle class, even though we are making a lot more money as middle class men and women working every single day, we're paying more too. And the last thing we can afford is more taxes. This is a number one issue I think Donald Trump should focus on. The economy, taxes, the cost of living. Under his presidency, things were a whole lot better. You know, yesterday, Vicky and I had some business to do in Traverse City. Traverse City is finishing up phase two of the repaving project down on Grandview Parkway. They had it torn up. They did phase one before the Cherry Festival. Now that summer's winding down, we're heading towards Labor Day, they started phase two. Traffic was horrendous. My GPS on my phone took me the back roads to get to our appointment. Thank God, because westbound traffic in Traverse City was backed up for miles. Went to Gas Buddy app. Found a gas station. On the sign, it said $3.49 a gallon. But with my Gas Buddy app, I got it for $3.18. I filled up the car all the way to the very tippy top. It almost started overflowing up the tank. I'm going back today to fill up the Yukon because that's what we're taking down to the state convention in Flint tomorrow. In the third hour, I'll be talking about some restrictions that they are implementing at the Dort Financial Center there in Flint. Thank you, Phyllis, for sending me that information. You can't bring your own food. You can't bring your own water into the state convention. You have to buy it from vendors. But they claim you can come and go as you want out to your car to be able to have a cooler and your bottled water out there. I just want to have this thing over and done with as fast as possible. Absolutely want to do this as fast as possible and get the heck out of there. We have a birthday party to go to for the great grandbaby, Miss Emma. She's 1 year old, and Vicky has made her a ton of gifts, handmade by Grandma Vicky. That's what we want to do on Saturday.